Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Chelek Hei, Hilchos Pesach. We are beginning with Simen Tov Chav Tes, She'ein Noflin Al Pneim B'chol Chodesh Nisan, that we do not say Tachanun the entire month of Nisan. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shalin B'Hilchos Pesach, Kodem La Pesach Shloshim Yom. We start asking about the halachos of Pesach before Pesach 30 days. The Rama says, "Uminhag liknos chitim lechalkon laniim letzar Pesach." The minhag is to buy wheat to give out to aniim for the needs of Pesach. V'chol mishadar b'ir yud beis chodesh tzarich liten l'zeh. Anyone who lives in the city for 12 months needs to contribute to that fund. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph Shualim Hilchos Pesach. Sharei Moshe omed b'Pesach Rishon. Moshe got up on Pesach Rishon umasiyon al kol Hilchos Pesach Sheni, and he said over all the laws of Pesach Sheni, which is 30 days later. V'hu adin b'shar yamim tovim. Zokta Mishabura, this is not a din that is limited to Pesach, but really it's the same thing with all the other yom tovim. Nami darshin kodem lochein shloshim yom b'hilchosei. And we also start darshining 30 days before the yontif, the halachos. V'ayim b'bir agro shadaito. Look in the gra who says, d'ba'atzera sagim yom aleph b'sivan. When it comes to Shavuos, you don't have to do 30 days before. It's enough to start a few days before from Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The Yesh Omrim Dehachiyuv Shloshim Yom Hu Rak BaPesach. Others say no, it's not by all Yom Tovim, it's a din specific to Pesach. Mishum the Yesh Behen Halachos Rabos, because as we know, and as we'll see, Hilchos Pesach is very large. There are many halachos. Kigon, for example, Tchinas Chitim, grinding up the wheat. Va'afias ha-matzos, baking the matzah, va'agolas kelim, kashering the kelim, ubir chametz, and destroying the chametz. She'elu, these halachos, in ein osin oson kilchosein kodem Pesach, if you will not do these mitzvos properly before Pesach comes in, leis lehu takana ba-Pesach, there is no way to fix it up on Pesach itself. Ma she'en kem b'shar yom tov, which is not the case with other yom tovim, dai be'ez yom im kodem, it's enough to do it some days before. The alkol ponen be yom tov gufa lukuliyama tzarech lisho velidrosh bechol yom tov bilchoseha. At the very least, on yontif itself, according to everyone, you have to be asking and darshaning on each yontif in its halachos. Kedisa besof megillah, like the Gemara Megillah says at the very end, Moshe tikem lohem li Yisrael, Moshe established for Klal Yisrael. She ushalim vidorshin b'inyano shal yom, they should be asking and darshaning the inyanim of the day. Hilchos Pesach ba Pesach. Hilchos Atzeres ba'Atzeres v'Hilchos Chag b'Chag. So he mentions there the three of the Shalosh Regalim that there's an inyan to discuss the halachos of each yontif on its day. So there is a discussion over here in note number one, note number two, about other Yom Tovim, but I would like to focus on the end of note number two, where he discusses Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is from the Marshal, the last Marshal in the Megillah writes, She'ein takona zu noheges, that although the Gemara says Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, that din of discussing the Inyano Shayom on that day does not apply, says the Marshal, to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Lefi shelo nitkana ela al yomim tovim haboy mizman lizman. It only applies to Yom Tovim that come once in a while. V'yesh lehizacher b'ilchosem, and you have to be reminded and you have to remember the halachos. I, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also don't come all the time. Aval b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim, she'enyonim asiyas tshuva, the main idea of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is doing tshuva. Lo nitkana ha-takana, that takana was not instituted. Sharei b'chol yemos Hashanah yesh la'odam liten es libo la'tshuva kimo b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. Zok t'ma'asha, we're really supposed to be doing tshuva every single day. Therefore, the Iker Halachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not exclusive to the once a year time that they fall out in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They apply every day. And therefore, Zokta Marsha, this din is very specific in the Gemara to the Shalosh Regalim. It does not apply to Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Earlier in note number two, he discusses that on Shabbos, you really should learn Hilchos Shabbos. Purim the same thing, and Chanukah the same thing, Ayin Shom. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Beis. Shloshim Yom, we said again in the Mechaber that we are Sholem Milchos Pesach, Konon LePesach Shloshim Yom, Umaschilin Miyom HaPurim Atzmo. We start learning Hilchos Pesach on Purim day itself. The Achshav Nohagin Lidrosh B'Shabbos HaGadol. Now the minhag is to give a drush on Shabbos HaGadol. Kishein Erev Pesach Chalbo. That's only if Erev Pesach is not on Shabbos. The Oz Tzorich Lahaktin B'Shabbos HaKodem. In that case, you would have to give the Shabbos HaGadol drush a week before, so you have time to actually do these mitzvos after you learn them before Pesach starts. So the minhag is to give a drush by Shabbos HaGadol U'B'Shabbos Shuvah, and also also Shabbos Shuvah, which is the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. V'ho'ikar lahoros la'om darchei Hashem. The ikar of these drashos is to teach the nation the ways of Hashem. L'lamed ha'maisa ha'shayasun. To tell people the things that they're supposed to be doing, to teach them the halachos. Da'hainu. That means to say, Dine Hagola, the laws of kashering, ubir chametz, destroying the chametz, v'afiras ha'matzah, baking of the matzah, u'sha'or hilchos pesach. So that is the purpose of the Shabbos Hagadol Drosha. V'chein b'Shabbos Shuva, and so too on Shabbos Shuva, the purpose is lidrosh lifneim hilchos Yom Kippur v'chag HaSukkos, is to teach the halachos of Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Levad mashe doresh me'inyan tshuva on Shabbos Shuva, it's supposed to be halacha besides that which you talk about doing tshuva. Aval im yeh drosha rak bepilpul or drush ba'alma, but by both of them, if the drosha is purely going to be pilpul or just drush, and there's not going to be the halachos stated ein yotzen bazei dechovasen, then you're not yotze your chiyuv of your Shabbos Hagadol drosha and your Shabbos Shuvah drosha. And the Mishabura ends off the Sif Katan and he writes umikol mokom, but still. Mitzvah l'kol echad lasok b'hilchos Pesach shloshim yom kodem. Even though the minhag is just to have this drasha, and it's not necessarily taught publicly 30 days before, but there is a mitzvah for each person individually to be osek in hilchos Pesach 30 days before, v'chein b'chag atzmo, and so too on the yontif itself. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sif Katan Gimel Gong on the Ramah, that discusses the buying of the wheat for the aniyim. Hu minhag kodem mizman ha-gemara. This is a very old minhag from the time of the Gemara. V'huva davar zeh b'Yushalmi perakamad b'Bavasra. It's brought down in the Yushalmi in the first week of b'Bavasra. V'yicholin b'nei ha'ir lichbos zeh lo zeh l'inyan zeh. And the members of the city can force each other to contribute to this cause. I'd like to read the Shaar Tzion over here in O Zion. Ukfar toma b'sefer beis David chelak orachayim simen lamed vav aloshen haramot. The Beis David asks a question on the language of the Ramah over here, Shekosav u'minhug. He writes that it's a minhug to buy the wheat. Halo midina de gemara de Yerushalmihu. This is a din of the gemara. It's a halacha. It's not a minhug. Ayin shoma shekosav bezeh. Look over there in the Beis David what he writes. But Zatul Chavetz Chaim, ulaniyaz da'iti ev shalom. In my humble opinion, we could answer like this. Din min hadin haya yotze b'mitzvah tztaka im hayu nosim lahaniya mo sheyichu ba'atzman chitin o kamach l'matza. Really, the ikar hadin is to give out money for tztaka to the aniyim, so they have the money they could buy themselves the wheat or the flour to make matzah. L'hachi ka'amar, therefore the Ramah says, de minhag l'chalek chitim. The minhag is not in the din of tztaka, the minhag is, instead of giving out money, to give out chitim, sheyeh mikrav haniyasa, so the hanah is closer in coming, they don't have to go buy the wheat, you're giving them already the wheat, and they can go ahead and make it faster into matzah. I'd also like to point out note number 7 over here, where he writes, Ule'inya nesinas kimcha de pischa, mi meiser ksofen. So can you contribute to kimcha de pischa from your meiser money? So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, Shahol ubizmanenu ein seder gvia kavua le kimcha de pischa. Since nowadays there's no real order and set way of giving kimcha de pischa, vegam ein schum kavua osa mechayvin losseis, and there's not a set amount that a person has to give. Therefore, says Shlomo Zalman, efsher litno mi meiser ksofen. You are allowed to use your meiser money for it. Ve'eno nershav kaporea chovo b'kasbe meiser. And it's not considered like paying off a debt that you have with your money of meiser. Like we say, by mataros avyonim, other things, at least the base amount, you can't give for meiser money. Here we don't say that. Says Shlomo Zalman, you can use your meiser money. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sif Katan Dalud. So the Ramah said the minhag is to buy chitim to give them out. So the Mishnah Berurah uve medinoseinu haminhag lechalek lehem kemach. In our Medinos, the minhag is not to give out the wheat, but rather it's to give out the flour. That way, the hanah is even closer in coming. So it goes from money, which was the ikar adin that the Chavetz Chaim told us in the Shaar Tzion, and then it went to wheat, and then it comes down, the minhag is to flour. But if you look at note number 9, one more level, ubizmanenu, nowadays lamaisa, she'ein kol echad ofen matzos la'atzmo, as we know, every person is not necessarily making their own matzos, elo nefos hein b'ma'afios, they're made in the bakery, v'kol echad rochesh osam mikaspo, and everyone goes and buys it with their money. So Rav Nissen Karelet says, she'yesh loseis la'aniyamo, so we go back to the ikar adin, and we give out money, v'heim yichu b'hematzos, and the aniyam go with their money, and they buy the matzah. So we go full circle. The Ikar Adin, the Chavetz Chaim said, is money. It went down, the Ramah says, the wheat, Mishabura says flour, and now nowadays Lamaisa, we go back to giving out money, because that's the way most people are getting their matzahs. Continues the Mishabura in Sivkot and Dalid. Vishir Hanesinu Kathit Sarko Lachoyame Pesach. The amount that you have to give to each individual ani is the amount that he will need for all the days of Pesach. Upashit, and it is obvious. The imhu ani gadol, if he is very poor, the ainlo bamel lef osamatza, he can't afford to buy anything to bake the matzah. He can't pay the money that's needed to use the matzah ovens. Sorech litein lo gam demei hafia. You also have to give him the money that is required to have the hafia take place. To who bechlal de machzera sheyasalot, that's included in the mitzvah tzedakah, to give a person that which he is lacking. Sekot and hey, yud beis chodesh, the Rambam said, anyone who lives in the city for 12 months needs to give to this fund. Zokta mishabura, vim anu roin shenichnas ba'ir adas lishtakeyashem. You see a person came to town and he's staying, he bought a house, he's moving in, even if he's not there 12 months, la'alter chayev, right away he's chayev to give to this fund. Person who just comes, so then we wait till 12 months, but if he comes to stay, he's chayv right away. V'ayim b'shayi tshuva. V'din zed yud beis chodesh shayach gam lo'ani. This din of 12 months is not only on the one who gives, but also the one who receives. An ani who's there for 12 months, she'oz chayovim litein lo kishar aniya ha'ir. Then you have to give this ani who's there for 12 months as well, like the rest of the aniyim of the city. And again, the imdaitu l'shtakef, an ani moves in and he plans on staying, he's sticking around, so la'alter chayovim litein lo right away, you're also chayiv to give him. The kosra achronim b'shem asmak. The achronim write b'shem the smak. The ha'idna nohagim b'chol atzdakos. Nowadays, the custom is all atzdakos. Bein le'inyan balibatim. Whether it's for the balibatim who are giving the money, bein le'inyan aniyam or the aniyam who are receiving the money, b'shloshim yom, we have gone down from 12 months to him being there for 30 days to have to give, or 30 days to be able to receive, and if we don't necessarily know that he's sticking around. V'afilu ha'ani she'ein dar po shloshim yom. And even an ani who hasn't been there for 30 days, and he didn't move in permanently necessarily, he's just around. Av she'ein mechuyav en litin lo kemach l'choyem e'apesel b'bas achas. Even though it's true, you're not mechuyav to give him flour for all the days of Pesach at one time, mikomakom chayovin litein lo matzah ba'pesach, you would still be required to give a matzah on Pesach, kederech shechayovin litein lo pas, kol yemos hashana, the same way you'd have to give an ani who came to town to visit bread during the year, you have to give a matzah on Pesach. And how much you have to give him? Mozon shtei seudos l'chol yom v'yom yemos hachol, you have to give him two seudos worth of bread or matzah for every weekday, shu shoa b'yir, that he's sticking around in the city, u b'shabbos mazon shalosh seudos. And for Shabbos, you have to give him enough bread or matzah for three seudos, k'mo shekasa b'yordea, simin reish nun vav ayin shom. Sivkoton vav, litein lazeh. Anyone again, the Ramah says, who's in the city for 12 months has to contribute. V'afilu tamar chacham ha-potter mimas. Even a tamar chacham, who is potter from the taxes, he also has to give to this fund. V'ayin b'prim begodim. Vishir hanesina tzorech laharich al kol echa lefim amono. The amount that a person has to give is based on how much money he has. Ve'ela hamishtamtim atzma melitin kemach aniyim. And those who slip away and they try to get out of giving the kemach to the aniyim, yesh avon biyodim, there is an aveir in their hands. Vihine yodua, behold it is known, she'ene ha'aniyim nasuos lazeh. The aniyim are looking forward and waiting for this money. Ukeshem yisharu b'doicha kubura avon. And if they're left stuck and hungry, v'hu yalim ayin bazeh, and this person turns his eye from them, yodua mash omar ha'gemara sanhedrin lamed hey, it's known what the gemara Sanhedrin says in that Lamed Hey, Kol Tainus V'Chuli Ayin Shom B'Pirush Rashi V'Hu Gam Kein Kein Zeh. Over here will be the same thing. So what exactly is brought down in the Gemara over there? So if you look at Note 13, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Hey says, Kol Tainus Shemalinin Bo Es Atzdaka. Any Tainus that you leave over and don't give Tzdaka, Ki'ilu Shofech Dom, as if you're killing. Upirish Rashi Sham. Rashi explains over there, Shayurugilim Lechalik Tzdaka B'Leilei Tainus. That was the minute they gave out Tzdaka on the Leil of the Tanis, v'hoyu einei haniyim nasuos l'kach, and the haniyim were looking forward to that. V'im lo yichalku oz as atzdaka, if you're not getting about them the tzdaka, nimtzu haniyim re'evim, is going to cause them to go hungry. So the same way the Gemara says that about the haniyim over there, the same thing is true by the haniyim when it comes to Pesach. There's one more note I want to read, Anashar Tzion. Let's first see note number 12. V'af mi she'ein lo kidei parnasoso. Even a person who doesn't have parnasa, he can't make ends meet. Kasa b'shal and shuvas mishnas yaivitz. She'chayev l'lavos l'lvos kidei loses kimcha de pisla. He has to borrow money in order to give a contribution to kimcha de pisla. She'af al pi she'potahu milite in tzedakah. Even though a person who doesn't have parnasa is potah from tzedakah, like the Rambam says in Yardeya. Mikomokom chayev hu litein kimcha de pisla. He still has to give kimcha de pisla. Why is that? Kevan she is sod chiyuv ze eino mishum mitzvah tztaka bilvad. This is not only a din in tztaka, ela af mishum mitzvah simchas yomtov. This is actually a chelek of simchas yomtov. Kimavur b'Rambam, like the famous Rambam writes in Hilchos Yomtov. Says the Rambam, v'chayiv odam lios behen sameach v'tov lev. A person has to be besimcha v'tov lev on yomtov. Ukeshu ochel v'shose. When he is eating and drinking, chayiv lahachir lager layosom v'lalmona, he has to give also to eat to the gear, the yosom, the almona, imshar haniyam haumlolim, avamish and noel dalsos chatzera, the one who locks up the doors of his chatzer, v'ocha v'shosa hu ubona v'ishto, and he and his wife and his kids, they're enjoying the food. V'eino machil u'mashil aniyam, he doesn't give any food to the aniyam, u'lamari nafesh, ein zu simchas mitzvah, that's not a simcha of mitzvah, ela simchas kreso, that's a simcha of his stomach, that's not a simchas mitzvah, so you see a chelek of the mitzvah, simchas yomtov is given to the aniyam. And then he adds on, v'hosev b'shal shuvas mishnas yaivitz, shemishum kach hevi aramo asachiv loses mos chitin b'chos pesach. That's why, says the Mishnah Zayvitz, the Ramah brings this in over here in Hilchos Pesach, shekein chiyuv ze eino mehilchos tzedakah b'vad. It's not only halacha in tzedakah, otherwise it would be in Hilchos tzedakah, ela af midini achag. It's also from the dinim of Pesach. One more point, and that is the Shaar Tzion in Sif Katan Yud. Says the Shaar Tzion, ve'efshu de mishum ze tiknu kadmonenu ba'pesach yotze mishar regolim. Why is there an Indian of Kimcha the Pisla, specifically at Pesach? Why isn't there a special Indian of collecting for the Aniyim by other Yom Tovim as well? So it's possible, says the Chavetz Chaim, Shuzman Chirus. Pesach is a time of freedom. V'yoshvin mesubin, and we're sitting and leaning. V'kol echad hu ubeso b'rov simcha. Everyone's sitting with his family with great simcha. Se'ein ze kavet l'Hashem. This is not an honor to Hashem. She'ha'aniyim yu oz re'evim utzmeyim. It's inappropriate that aniyim should then be hungry and thirsty. V'alkei nosim lo kemach al kol yemei ha'pesach. Therefore, we give him flour for the whole week of Pesach. Sheyuchol gamhu lesapri yitzias Mitzrayim besimcha. So you can say over the story of yitzias Mitzrayim besimcha as well. The otam poshet. Another obvious reason is the chometz eino rashay lechol. Chometz obviously is asr on Pesach. Umatza eino motzu ikol kach lohosig liknos. It's not so easy to go ahead and buy matzah. V'im lo yachinu lo al kol yemei Pesach. If we're not going to take care of the aniyim for all the days of Pesach, what their matzah needs, efshar sheyishav b'ra'ov. It could be he'll remain hungry. O yuchal lovu ide kilkol. Or chas v'shamik ikol lital kilkol. He might go ahead and eat something he shouldn't be eating. Umatzase zeatam b'mat Yehuda. And I found this reason brought down in the Mat Yehuda as well. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.